Now I exhort you, brothers, you know the household of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and they have set themselves to minister to the saints. You also be subject to such ones, and to everyone co-working and laboring. 1 Corinthians 16:15-16. This week, we conclude the series titled Markers Along Our Spiritual Race with testimonies from brothers and sisters in response to Brother Minoru's speaking. This meeting was held during the 2015 Thanksgiving Day Conference in Jacksonville, Florida. A link to the full audio can be found in the episode notes.
Well, I don't know about the rest of you, but I felt very encouraged by having these markers. I followed all the markers, and then when I got out of the training, and after I served for a period of time, and I sat down at my first desk where I had a regular job, I thought, what am I supposed to do now? This until I retire? And I really have had a sense and a feeling that I don't know what the next marker is, but I really feel so encouraged by the word we heard today. You know, we're in the period of time when we need to fill our hands with the church life.
Amen.
Service. Amen. Opening our homes. Amen. Shepherding the younger ones. Taking care of the practical matters in the church life. Amen. Anyhow, I just feel very encouraged, and I hope many of you do as well, that we have a goal for our, 30 to 50 year age period. Lord Jesus, work this out in all of us.
Amen. Amen. I was also encouraged. I didn't really know that that apart from the children of Israel, the Levites had this this office. I didn't know that it was a very separate thing from the regular Israelites. And I think we're very blessed to hear this word, all of us here in this room. And I just I pray that we would give ourselves for this, that we would see ourselves in the current age group that we are, and we would just say amen. I don't know, to pray, even to say, I might not even see it this way, but Lord, I just give myself for this. Just work it out and do whatever you need. And
I'm really thankful to the brothers for gathering and calling us together who are of this age group to shepherd us and even to give us some kind of marker, some kind of direction. I'm so grateful for that. Because I would otherwise be very lost. What resonates in me, actually even coming here as a fellowship we received, if you were in this time 6 months ago in St. Louis, this same time for the same age group, one of the brothers, I think it was Brother Jim Miller, he shared that, and I think Brother Minor referred to it, that using some physical therapy speak, he said that our age group is the core of the body. The core, he is referring, of course, to the abdominal muscles, that which keeps the body upright and allows the rest of the body to function in a stable way. And when I heard that word, I was so infused with that. And to the extent it really affected my getting up in the morning and spending time with the Lord to be strengthened as a constituent of this age group. And, I've just been recently kind of reflecting on what to shoulder and what to put my shoulder to. And this has been so helpful and answering a lot of questions, just hearing this fellowship. And I just wanted to share one verse that's come up in this line of thinking along this. And this is in the end of 1 Corinthians. This is 1 Corinthians 16, verse 15. Listen to what this says. Now I exhort you, brothers, you know that the household, this is a married brother, of Stephanas, the first fruits of Achaia, and they have set themselves to minister to the saints. Amen. And that word set is the same Greek word for determined, appoint. They planted themselves, these people in Corinth. They have set themselves to minister to the saints. And I was just like, wow, I like to aspire just to do this. And now is the time to do it.
Amen.
The first brother who came up here, his name is Steve, and I got it because what he shared really resonated with me, which is that when you go through all these stages and steps, eventually you find yourself in real life, and you just wonder, like, what do I do now? Because all the direction to follow the Lord, or the map to follow the Lord, is so clear. Do this, do this, do this, do this. And then on the other, as you emerge from this pipeline, now you just don't know, where's the pipeline now? But I'm on the other side of it. And I just wanted to share something that really was a help to me, which was, first of all, in the Church of Jesus, there is work for us. There's plenty to do. Amen. There are myriad services that need our devotion. But those don't come to us in a letter in the mail. And I used to wonder, like, how come no one's telling me what to do? And the responsible brothers just wouldn't tell us what to do. And now I'm a responsible brother, and we never tell anyone what to do. I just realized it's very hard for those brothers to tell people what to do. But what's very easy is to fellowship.
Amen.
And in my situation and many others, the greatest benefit was not in just figuring out where we should serve, but to aggressively present yourself to the church.
Amen.
Really the responsible brothers. Aggressively.
Yes.
You know, all of us are willing to do what we're asked, right? But that's not the burden of this fellowship, is to raise up a group of people that's willing to do what they're asked every time they're asked.
Amen.
Because that's not the proper initiative that's needed to carry us on.
Right.
What we need is the initiative to come forward in fellowship and present ourselves.
Amen.
Brothers, I don't even know if I'm good at anything, but I'm willing to try everything.
Amen.
I'd like to serve. I want to be useful. I don't want my training to be in vain. What can I do? And fellowship will come out of that, a direction, a burden, the supply, the oneness. And then maybe next year, you have that exact same fellowship again. And this is something I practice in my church life yearly, to go to the brothers and just say, here's what I've been doing. Here's what I haven't been doing. Here's what I like doing. Here's what I don't like doing. Here's what I'm good at, I think. Here's what I'm bad at. Brothers, how do you feel? And fellowship would come out, and I was basically resent into some kind of service again and again and again and again. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is what you have to do, right? We all have to be aggressively open and seeking that kind of fellowship to become useful in the church.
Amen.
Because it just doesn't come in a dream or even in our prayer. It just doesn't come that way. The brothers are not eager to tell people how to live and how to serve, but we can fellowship and seek the Lord's will together. And I want to share one more thing. Do you know what the average age in the NASA control room was when we landed on the moon? It was 28. That's the average age in that room. That means there were some 23-year-olds in there, and there were some older ones. Wow. What's the average age in this room? You know, and our moonshot is to spread the truth and increase and spread the Lord's recovery all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
But it needs that kind of aggressive, can-do, fellowshipping spirit.
Amen.
To present yourself to the church again and again and again.
Amen.
Anyway, that's my testimony of how I made it and really felt successful in serving, was just to maintain that rhythm of fellowship.
Amen.
And dear saints, it's really good to see that how we look at ourselves soberly determines how we live and work. And we've all been numbered. We're all here because of the Lord's mercy. The Lord's keeping us here, and the Lord has a need for us to be here.
Amen.
You even get the sense that the Lord needs our age group for the sake of his recovery.
Amen.
So he needs a response. But a lot of times, in my experience, I don't give the Lord any response because I don't understand what I'm even doing here. The way that we get the view of who and what we are is by spending time with the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
The more that we pray, the more that we receive the burden from the Lord. The more that we realize we're not just young people anymore. 25 to 50, that's an adult.
Yes.
You're here to take care of the tabernacle.
Amen.
You're here to take care of the church life.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be in the meetings. We need to be in the fellowship.
Amen.
You know, a lot of us have been raised up in the church, and you always think in your mind, wow, in the future when I get older, okay, then I'll start taking care of the church life. But that time has come. You're here now.
Amen.
for by whatever way the Lord brought you here. Now we just need to spend time in prayer with the Lord.
Amen. And
we've been encouraged. You know, the children of Israel made a big mistake when they got the covenant contract. They said, all that Jehovah has said, we will do. Saints, we can't do anything, but we do need to open to the Lord.
Amen.
We need to open our heart to the Lord,
yes.
Our whole being to the Lord,
Amen.
And not just in an individual way, with other saints,
yes.
With the other saints in our age group.
Amen.
Just pray with them.
Amen.
Sometimes we can't break through on our own, but we need to open and bring every point to the Lord,
Amen.
For the Lord's sake and for the Lord's building.
Amen.
Amen. The last two brothers really just said what I wanted to say, which is, let's go to the Lord.
Amen.
Personally, Lord, here I am, right? Lord, speak, your servant is here.
Amen.
Just be open to the Lord and go to the brothers. Brothers, we're open. What do you want? What do we need? What should we do? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because the numbering is over. They were only numbered once. Saints, we've already been numbered.
Amen.
You're not getting numbered today. You've already been numbered. In fact, strong proof that you've been numbered is that you're in this room. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What a privilege to have been numbered for this purpose. So now we're not asking, what do we need? We're asking, Lord, what do you need? What does the Lord need for his purpose, for his tabernacle? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And the answer is right. There's lots to do. Praise the Lord. So in the church of Jesus, there's work for us.
Amen.
But we have to show up. We have to want it. And I believe in you, there's an amen.
Amen.
You want it. Your spirit says, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's do this. Well, I don't know. I'm probably younger than most of you. I don't know what we're going to do, but let's do it. Let's all make mistakes and go the right direction. If we fall, at least we'll fall in the right direction. Because the Lord really wants to gain this. Not strictly for our need, although I believe it will take care of me and my family and my needs, but it will meet the Lord's need.
Amen.
And it will move the Lord, move the tabernacle, move the church to where the Lord needs it to be.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I have a very strong amen in me, and I'm very thankful to the Lord that I've been reading in the area that Brother Minoru was talking about. I had read Numbers earlier this year. And I just remember having some fellowship with a brother in my locality especially regarding Exodus and the giving of the Ten Commandments and what our response should be. In the ministry, we're told that our response should be, Amen, Lord. Amen. Everything you have said, I just say, Amen, Lord.
Amen.
Every word out of your mouth.
Amen.
And then the next response is, I cannot do it.
Amen.
Lord, I cannot do it. And then the third part is, Lord, do it in me.
Amen.
I just feel, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the ministry. Praise the Lord for that we can be in such a fellowship. And praise the Lord that we can all go on in the church life.
Amen.
That we have a way to go on because we've been numbered. And I just feel that I just really appreciated that. Right now where I'm at, I have a little son. He's almost 2 years old. My husband, and we're in a locality of, I don't know if it's medium size or small, but I just feel like this fellowship really helps me to be even on focus, on course.
Amen.
Because I just feel like many times when I'm at home with my son, I kind of ask the Lord, like, Lord, what am I doing here? What am I doing raising my son? Yes, I know it's very important to raise him, and I know, you know, every day counts and it matters, but sometimes I just don't know. I don't have the feeling of that purpose, that strong understanding of where I'm going, what my vision should be in kind of a more day-to-day kind of practical way. So I just feel, thank you, Lord,
Amen.
That we have this word that, you know, this time of our life, it's not like from now until whenever I die. No, you know, 30 to 50, we have a certain purpose, a certain function in the church life that we can put our heads down, even like the brother said, just fellowship, just open to one another,
Amen.
And find out what the Lord is doing in us. Amen.
Amen.
We keep it to about 1 minute each, huh? I appreciate the fellowship of these markers, and I appreciate the word that we're not legal in these markers, even though it's a very good pattern. Because as I heard, you know, all these different markers, I realized every single one of them was not who I was at that time. Mm-hmm. I was probably one of the worst young people. I wasn't burning in college. I kind of stopped meeting. I came back, and then, you know, after college, I didn't want to go to the full-time training. And then I left the church and came back, and, you know, for the first time in my life right now, I feel like I'm finally on the right marker.
Amen.
Even though I was on the wrong marker almost all my whole life.
Amen.
So we're not legal in these markers, but, you know, we know where we are right now.
Right.
And I can only share with you my experience. Right now, a brother took me to lunch. He's an older brother, and he said, you know, I've been watching you the last 2 years, and you've been on the right path. I praise the Lord for you. And I was like, someone told me I'm on the right path? I couldn't believe that. But to be on the right path right now is just to be involved in the saints. Open
Amen.
Our homes.
Amen.
Serve the young people.
Amen.
Do all these things that the brother was telling me. I was really encouraged. I love the church life.
Amen.
I don't want to be anywhere else. I can testify I will not leave the church again. I am home in the church. There's no place that I would rather be.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Saints, what a privilege and a mercy that we are in the right place. I'm also fit in all the markers because I got saved kind of late. But praise the Lord, we are here. We are who we are, and we are serving. And not to encourage you, like, there is other ways to get into the training, get into the Word. There's the FTT online, which is very useful for all the saints who are working. And we can get the truth, and we can get educated in the Word and in the truth and in this ministry. And I was really, really encouraged for the matter of serving and be open to a fellowship of all their saints. I have two sisters above 650 that are shepherding me. So I took two younger sisters, like earlier, younger than 25, to shepherd them. So I receive from the sisters who are older than me, and I give to other sisters. So praise the Lord that we are in the right place. The church needs each one of our portion.
Amen.
Amen. In Song of Songs, there is the loving seeker, and the loving seeker has been placed over vineyards. And in chapter 1, the vineyards don't belong to her. They belong to her mother or her mother's sons. So they don't belong to her. But in Song of Songs 8, it becomes her own vineyards. And a brother opened this up to me with regards to service, that we may not know our function and how we serve, but when we're young in the Lord, we just need to throw ourselves into service. It may not be, I feel like I have a particular function, so I serve in this way. No, you just say, amen, I'm gonna serve. And as we serve in that service, then we'll get a sense from the Lord whether we should be in that service or not. But how can our function be manifested if we're not in service, right? If you're to serve the young people, and the Lord has the desire for you to serve the young people, how will you know if you don't serve, right? Even if it's not in that particular service, as you are serving, the Lord has the way to open and to operate in you. So in these markers, we need to be ones, especially from the age of 25 to 30, to be ones that are just throwing ourselves into the church life in a serving way.
Thank you for joining us today. To hear the complete recording and other messages, please visit livingtohim.com. If you would like to receive regular updates from us, please subscribe to this podcast and join our mailing list on our website. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, where our handle is @livingtohim.